ensure that mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such interests, please either declare now or declare or immediately before the item itself, saying the item of business it relates to. Having declared interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit red, as you'll lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it's been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue for any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. You will see from the agenda, in an effort to be more transparent, that many of the appendices are in closed session, while the report itself is in open. If there is an item you wish to discuss the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you would wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. Okay, so item one, apologies in Chairman's mark. Any apologies?
Councillor Gilbreyes. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, item two, declarations of interest. Any? None? Okay. All right. Item number three, the action sheet for ERT meeting held on the 9th of February 2026. Going through the pages for accuracy. Page one, page two, page three. I propose her and seconder, please.
Have a
seconder. Any matters arising?
Yes, Chair. Just on item number 20 on the sheet, the International Relations Friendship Agreement, there was the paper to come back to ERT. Just wondering what the update on that is.
Yeah. Since this item was a closed session item, we will discuss it when we go to closed session.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other matters arising? None? Perfect. That's great. Item number four for discussion. NMD Labour Market Partnerships 2026-27. Amanda.
Hey, members. Are you okay? So this paper sets out in two parts. So 2.1, we are presenting the summary of the action plan that has been developed for the Labour Market Partnership for the period 2026-2027. This is the most recent action plan for the Labour Market Partnership that has actually been delivering similar activities from 2021-22 under the receipt of funding from the Department for Communities. And members will remember that the Department of Communities does fund our Labour Market Partnership activity 100%. Both the resource and the activity that is delivered from that partnership. So looking forward to next year, we're presenting the action plan for the forthcoming financial year. That action plan has been agreed by the Labour Market Partnership, and it follows a period of strategic assessment and engagement in order to inform the actions to be delivered. One thing of note then is the funding for 26-27. So currently we are still awaiting a letter of offer from the Department of Communities to fund the action plan, and we wanted just that to be noted for members. I suppose any gap in funding does create a risk for delivery of the actions that is identified within the action plan. And obviously can cause risk for the security of the staff and resource that we have employed to deliver against the action plan. We have been engaging with the Department of Communities, and they do hope to be able to give us some information in the coming weeks regarding their financial commitment for the forthcoming year. However, in order to be prepared, in order to deliver, we have presented to members the action plan for approval, the business case then to support delivery of that action plan, and we are seeking approval from members that if and when received, that we do accept the letter of offer and proceed to implement the activities that is outlined within the action plan. That is the recommendations that is set out for members' consideration.
Thank you very much. Any matters arising? Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair, and I welcome the paper and outline what has been done so far. I know I've always been a firm supporter of the labour market partnership and in relation to the funding, which at the moment is still at patent, you know, but any update on when the funding will become available, I'm sure it will be confirmed and forwarded to the Council to proceed further, so happy to propose that we go ahead with it. Thank you.
Councillor Arena.
I'm sorry, you're speaking very softly, ringing in my ears. Thank you, Chair. Just a question. So one of the conclusions in the Ulster University Analysis Report was to promote Newry Morningdown as a place to invest, live and work, and to consider how best to achieve a greater diversification in the number and types of job opportunities on offer, with the fullest potential variety across a range of occupations and openings for different skills, work experience and personal strengths. So what plans will be in place for this, and specifically the type of job training?
Amanda.
So there's a number of initiatives that would be delivered through the Labour Market Partnership to promote the district as a place to work. So I suppose most significant would be the jobs fair that we would host one year with the Department of Communities. That is a significant event that would attract in around 300 to 400 people and job seekers that day, job seekers or job movers. We would also have a similar event in Downpatrick, so one in Newry, one in Downpatrick, and then we would also hold careers fairs with the schools. So those events would be one of the most significant things under that theme, and that is all about showcasing the businesses that we have, the job opportunities that we have, and the career paths that we have available for those who are coming out of education and seeking employment, or those who are already working in the area and who are looking to remain working in the area but looking to develop their career.
Thank you. Member Sattender, please. Yeah, are you happy to second?
No, last and first.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm sitting there, she's frightened a little bit with her. She just caught her. It must be terrible of the day. You're agreeing with that, are you? No. Just, Amanda, just on that there, how do you make an assessment there how successful this labour market thing is? How do you judge how successful?
So with any letter of offer, there is stringent monitoring that would be in place that we have to report to the department. So within the action plan, we have targets around the number of people that we want to have engaged, the number of people who we want to support into employment, and the measure of success then is by doing those follow-up evaluations and seeing how we're performing against targets. We would do quarterly reporting into the Department of Communities with an overall evaluation done at the end on all the performance against the targets and the action plan. So that is done on a quarterly basis with any year report. So there is a lot of monitoring and follow up done with some, how many people were moving into employment. Right, we can share that with you.
Okay, so
we will be doing one, so we're coming to the end of the 25-26 Labour Market Partnership. So once we move into April, we will be compiling all of the end of year performance, so we can bring that and share that here with members for your question.
Probably
not,
probably the second, sir.
Thank you very much. Any other matters arising? No? All in agreement? Yeah? Brilliant. Moving on then, item number 5, Peace Plus Theme 1.1. Amanda?
Members will be aware of the Peace Plus partnership that have been under their delivery phase now for a while. And through the committee here, we will table their business cases that they have approved to progress with. We will consider them here then for approval. So this paper is setting out two business cases under Strands 2.3, which is sustaining cross-community relationships, and then Strand 2.6, which is intergenerational programmes and activities. So both those business cases are tabled here this evening for approval so that we can progress the actions against those two strands and move them forward to permanent.
Thank you very much. Member Proposer, seconder.
Thanks very much, Chair. And I welcome the papers before us, and I'd like to thank everybody in the Peace Plus Partnership for all the hard work that they do. And dealing with a lot of the applications, etc., that come before them. So I'm happy to propose and recommend that we do support the work to go ahead and the implementation of what has been set out in Section 3 of the paper. So happy to propose. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much. May I have a seconder, please? Any other matters arising? No? All in agreement? Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay. Items 6 to 9 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person during the Council holding that information and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Barb and... whilst in committee, the following item was agreed. Item 6, Financial Assistance Call 1, Tranche 1, Revenue Themes. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Young, to issue letters of offer to projects as per Council policy in the groups recommended for the award of funding within the budget allocation for each theme. It was also agreed that pre-letter of offer conditions are met prior to issue of full letter of offer. And when conditions are not satisfied, the budget will be reallocated to score and rank list, if applicable. Item 7, Tourism Events Programme 2026-27, on the proposal of Councillor... Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, it was agreed to approve the following. The proposed schedule of giant adventure events for 2026-27, as outlined in Section 2.1 of the Officer's Report. The financial assistance awards associated with the delivery of tourism events, Christmas events, and Halloween events to name the groups as outlined in Section 2.2 of the Officer's Report. The necessary procurements and appointment of suppliers for the delivery of events and vessels in the annual tourism events program. Item 8, partnership agreements for 2026-27. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Hannon, seconded by Councillor Hannah to approve the list of service level agreements, MOUs, letter of offers, and partnership agreements for 2026-27 as detailed in the officer's report. Item 9, the Heartland Festival 2026. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Hannah, seconded by Councillor Lewis, to support the new outreach and programs proposed for the Heartland Festival in 2026 as set out in Section 2.1 of the officer's report. It was also agreed on the proposal of Councillor Hannah, seconded by Councillor Clark, to defer the item to April ERT Committee, pending the outcome of the financial assistance call and further engagement with the organisation named in the officer's report. ERT 020-2026, International Friendship Relations Agreement. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Hannah, seconded by Councillor Hart, to acknowledge the invitation from the Chinese Consulate and recognise the importance of our sister city relationship with the city of Changshu. The Council respectfully declined their invite to visit this year, but will engage with our partners such as InvestNI and the Executive Office on a visit to our sister city in the future. Okay. Lastly, then, for noting item 10, DTFFNI update. Any matters arising? Member proposer and seconder? Please. Councillor Andrews, Councillor Young. All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a great evening, folks.